Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
Good morning, Edward. All right, we've got a slew of economic data and decisions out this month. Let's begin with the Nikkei Malaysia Manufacturing PMI coming in at 50.7, which implies that the manufacturing sector is finally expanding after 2 years of deteriorating conditions. What do you think? Have we finally turned a corner here?
Sure, I think it's a good print, although I'm not too surprised. I think if we take a look at the region's performance, there's certainly been an uptick in terms of manufacturing performance since late last year, actually. And I think it's also in line with the sort of export pickup that we are seeing.
And that's a good segue to this next question here. You mentioned exports, and we've got trade data due at the end of this week, May 5th. What are your expectations? Do we have? Can we expect double-digit growth once again?
I think we can. I am personally looking for about 17%+ year-on-year sort of increase. I think, of course, first is Malaysia is benefiting a lot from this price-based effect. So just commodities alone, we are getting quite a good pickup there in terms of price-based effect. Volume has also picked up as well. The other bit that is doing really well is electronics, more on the upstream side. The integrated circuits mainly. So overall, we should be looking for another good number for March.
All right, you mentioned price-based effect then. So now we got to look at the ringgit, given that it was Asia's best-performing currency in April, up 1.85% against the greenback. You know, how do you think that will impact Malaysia's external trade moving forward?
Certainly, I think it's a bit of a laggard effect there. So finally, have some catching up there. I think in terms of, say, the ringgit on the trade, I think if we take a look at the ringgit on a trade-weighted basket basis, I'll say it's very competitive, right? I think if we take a look at the 10-year average sort of basis, the ringgit is lower in terms of trade-weighted basket by about 12%. So I think on competitiveness front, I think the ringgit is very competitive and certainly will be helpful on the export front.
But what do you think will be the key risks to what we've just spoken about, you know, be it the ringgit's recent rally to the rebound in our external trade picture, also the manufacturing sector, because it appears that the manufacturing sector is still pretty much reliant on, you know, what's happening abroad versus the kind of lackluster domestic demand here. So what do you think will be the key risks to all these economic indicators?
Sure. I think on a sort of a medium-term sort of outlook, a bit longer term, I think this anti-globalization rhetoric, while so far has been more benign and feared, remains a concern in my view. Right? I think considering Malaysia is a relatively open economy, certainly any pickup on that front is going to be detrimental, not just to Malaysia, of course, but largely to a lot of Asian exporting-oriented sort of economies. Nearer term, I think nothing sinister, but I do expect China's growth profile to slow in the second half of the year. So I think what we are seeing here has been benefited quite a bit from that boost in China that we have seen since second half last year. So I think we are somewhere at the peak at the moment, and we should expect some slowing down there. So that could bring back a bit of this growth spurt that we have since late last year in the second half of the year.
Now, while you provide the outlook for China's growth, what about the growth story for the U.S.? Is that still intact? Because if you look at their first quarter GDP, growing only 0.7%, consumption and spending has come off a little bit. So is that story still intact?
I think if we compare, say, full year versus last year, I think last year for US was about 1.6%. So I think we are still expecting a better year from the US. But if you are looking at even a bit further, maybe the last four years of growth, sort of, US is still growing quite slowly. So yes, we will see a pickup slightly from the US, but at overall, it's still a relatively slow pace, which I'm not surprised. I think this is in line with my forecast. Consumption is indeed still the main driver, but it's already contributing a lot to growth, is where we're coming from. So for it to see an additional boost, you need to see something more, possibly from a productivity sort of growth, which we are not seeing at the moment. So I think a lot of hopes are relying on this infrastructure spend that we hope to see from the US, but I think it's quite clear. I think for this year, it's going to be quite hard to see anything significant from there.
Now, what about Malaysia's first quarter GDP data? That's due out May 19th. What are your expectations on that front?
Should be a good print. I think I'm looking for something between close to 4.5% year-on-year. Last year's base was a bit low, and I think it will also be reflective of the pickup that we have seen, especially on the external front so far this year and continuing from the momentum that we have seen late last year.
All right, with that said, we also got to look at May 12th. That's when Bank Negara is set to make a decision on Malaysia's benchmark interest rate. So given what the ringgit is doing right now, also given your expectations on first quarter GDP, you know, do you think there might be a surprise move on the OPR?
No, I think it's steady for now. I don't expect a change there. I think there may be some concerns on the headline inflation front, but that was largely on the back of supply-side considerations, mainly some subsidy rationalization and also the price-based effect in terms of oil. I think if we take a look at core inflation, that's relatively stable at about 2.5-ish sort of level. So I think at this sort of level, I don't think the central bank has to move the OPR anytime soon.
Edward, thank you so much for your time and your insights there. That was Edward Lee, Standard Chartered's Head of ASEAN Economic Research. And now my colleague, Ku Su Chuang, speaks to Jameel Ahmad, Chief Market Analyst with Forex Time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.